Timmins Council will be talking about the 2022 budget this week. The first budget meeting is tomorrow, December 7, at 4:30 p.m. The proposed increase is a 1.91% net expenditure, which is a net change of $835,885. It includes a $360,667 decrease in the operating budget and a $1.19 million increase in the capital budget. These figures do not include budgets from boards such as Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, Conservation Authority, Health Unit, and others that will also potentially impact the tax levy. The impact of the increase on the average homeowner is not included. Last week, Council took its first public look at the water and wastewater rates. There, staff is recommending a $53 increase, $22 for water and $31 for wastewater. Department highlights of items $20,000 or more, $56,600, 31.82%, decrease in the communication department, where the communications manager position has been eliminated. This position was approved in February 2019 and was eliminated in the 2020 budget. $25,900, 114.3%, increase in clerk services for inflationary increases in salaries and benefits. An election assistant is being requested. $42,758, 1.94%, increase in information technology for inflationary increase. $139,910, 17.17%, decrease in human resources due to the reduction of director's salary and asking for a new HR specialist. $33,500, 6.47%, increase for health and safety. A new trainer and field specialist is being requested. The report says the cost would be offset by reduced training costs and director's salary. $33,800, 3.1%, increase in financial services for staff salary increments. $99,400, 5.65%, decrease. The presentation notes the increase in the tax registration fees decrease the net expenditure. $138,600 decrease for unclassified financial service items. An increase in cyber insurance, consulting and professional fees has been offset by an increase in interest revenue, reads the report. $131,500, 1.88%, increase for fire services for inflationary increases. $98,577, 0.6%, increase in public works and engineering. The staff comments say it's for costs being brought in line with the prior year's average spend. $62,346, 12.51%, increase for storm sewers for increased maintenance required on catch basins. $21,397, 13.83%, increase for landfill operations due to an increase in budgeted contractor costs for Deloro, Thornlow and Robb landfills. $229,500, 135.96%, decrease in building inspections. $77,177, 2.07%, increase for transit, which staff indicate as inflationary increases. $294,191, 5.58%, decrease in parks and recreation. The presentation notes an increase in budgeted revenue as expected. $117,000, 26.02% decrease in tourism, where the coordinator of festivals and special events position has been eliminated. $278,286, 8.63% increase at the Golden Manor. The increase is for maintenance costs, new staff and a decrease in funding for the adult daycare and home support. Major capital purchases budgeted over $100,000, $13,350,000 through external financing for the Golden Manor redevelopment. $150,000 for storm sewer camera inspections. $250,000 for storm sewer repairs. $125,000 for stormwater needs study. $2.4 million for landfill gas project, which will be funded internally over 10 years. Transit $130, $0 for pave lot, offset with funding $142,464 for Eco 60 in ground, offset with funding $670,000 for conventional bus, offset with funding $500,000 for terminal construction, offset with funding maintenance, parks and recreation $120,000 to replace the Confederation Arena roof, $200,000 to replace City Hall roof, $150,000 for Truth and Reconciliation Fountain Memorial, $100,000 for McIntyre parking lot repairs, $120,000 for repair the south wall of the pool, $125,000 for ActiveNet computer software, $400,000 for corporate building condition assessment roads, $6.54 million for Connecting Link, to be funded through external financing, $800,000 for Connecting Link future phase design, $2.2 million to resurface Denise Street, $200,000 for surface treatment, $2 million for grind and pave, $100,000 for streetlights, $150,000 for the Pine Street Public Works office and yard renovations, $350,000 for the Langmuir Culvert, which will be funded by reserve, $190,000 for the Moose Creek Bridge design, $1 million for the Bruce Avenue Bridge transfers, $525,000 transfer to future infrastructure, $171,000 transfer to fire reserve, $377,000 transfer to IT reserve. The full budget presentation can be found here.